Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Ayin Ches. We are holding on Daf Ayin Zayinim, based on the last line of the page, at Amar Mar. Today's show is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, the Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha LaShalom, the Neshama Shav Naliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. What we're going to talk about today is the following. First, we're going to discuss how we know that there are 10 Esronim of flour for each, the Chametz loaves for the 10 Chametz loaves and for the 30 Matzah loaves of the Lach Metoda, that it's the same amount of flour that you put in the 10 Chametz loaves that you put in all 30 matzah loaves. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about how many loaves and how much flour were used in the Menachos of the Miluim in the end of Sefer Shemos and in the Mincha of a Nazir. The Gemara is going to have two possible sources that the three types of Menachos of the Miluim parallel the three types of matzah in the Lach Metoda. We're going to talk about how many Menachos the Kohen Gadol will bring on the day of his Chinuch, on the first day of him doing the Avodah. And then we're going to discuss how we learn the details of the Menachos brought by a Nazir. Then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah on the top is going to discuss how the Shechitas HaZevach, while it's normally Mekadesh Lach Metoda when you do the Shechita of the Zevach, it's not going to work if the Lach Metoda are either Chutz L'choma or the Lach Metoda have not yet crusted in the oven as they're being baked. The Gemara is going to have a Machlokas where the Lach Metoda need to be, which Choma do they need to be inside? The Choma Azara or the Chomas Yerushalayim. The Gemara is going to, and that Machlokas is going to revolve around whether the word Al means Bisamuch, and we're going to try to relate it to a halacha of Erev Pesach. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the source for and the details of the requirement for the bread to crust in the oven, and we're going to have four different ways to explain the Machlokas about what happens when a person tries to bring 80 Lach Metoda instead of 40. So do any of them become kadosh? Do half of them become? What exactly happens? It's going to be a machlokas, and we're going to have four ways of explaining that machlokas, and that brings us all the way to the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis. So let's begin again. We're at the last line of the page on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis Amar Mar. So we had said in the Brisa that we quoted yesterday, where we asked why we learn from Taviyu that it says by the Shtei Alechem that you need an Isaron for each challah. Why not say that you just need Shnei Esronim for all the challahs? Meaning by Shtei Alechem we know that you need Shnei Esronim of flour. So by Lach Metoda, by the Chametz of the Lach Metoda, we said you have 10 loaves, so maybe you should need Shnei Esronim for all 10 loaves. But that's not what we said. We said, oh, by the Shtei Alechem, it's 2 Esronim, so it's 1 Isaron for each loaf, and therefore, by the 10 Chametz loaves of the Lach Metoda, must also be 1 Isaron for each loaf, for a total of 10 Esronim. How do I know? To learn 10 Esronim, maybe I should only learn 2 Esronim. So Tamalomar Tihiyena, because the Pasuk says Tihiyena. So my Talmuda, where do you see in the word Tihiyena that it means 10 loaves and not 2 loaves? So I'm Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Tihiyena Ksiv, because it says it with an extra Yud. So from the fact that there's an extra Yud, we learn from the Shtei Alechem, the larger of the two possibilities that we're going to learn, and not that you need only 2 Esronim, but that you need 10 Esronim. So the Rashi writes that it's an extra yud. Tosfos says that al pidiktuk it's not really an extra yud in the word tihiyena, because the lashon of a riboy of tihiyeh is that one yud is from the shoresh and one yud turns it into a lashon rabim. So al pidiktuk it shouldn't really be considered an extra yud. So the achronim work on that, whether Rashi's diktuk is correct or is Tosfos's diktuk correct, meaning how would you normally spell that word? Should it be with an extra yud or not? But the way they understand it is that if it is an extra yud, that's how we know 10, because it's a gematria of 10. So that's how we know that it's 10 Esronim and not 2 Esronim. So it says more, okay, so you see that it's 10, but ima asara kafizi. How do you know that it's 10 Esronim? Maybe it's 10 it's 10 kafizi, some other type of measurement. So amarava be esronos di barakasov. No, the pasuk says shtayim shnei Esronim. When when it comes to the Shtei Alechem. So we know that the unit of measurement that we're talking about is Esronim, and therefore, if there's going to be 10 of anything, it's going to be 10 Esronim and not 10 of some other measurement. Okay, so Lamanu Asar L'chametz, Asar L'matzah Minayin. Now you've taught me that I need 10 Esronim of flour for the 10 Chametz loaves of the Lachmei Toda. How do I know that I need 10 Esronim of flour for the 30 Matzah loaves of Lachmei Toda? Tamalomar, because the Pasuk says, Al Chalos Lechem Chametz. So we learn from there, Keneged Chametz, Avei Matzah. That corresponding to the amount of flour that you put into the Chametz loaves, you put that very same amount of flour into the Matzah loaves, even though there are three times as many Matzah loaves. V'chidavar Lambekesh Chazum Lambekesh says, Gemara, but wait, doesn't that break the rules of Kachim? That something that itself you only know from a Hekesh cannot go and teach through a Hekesh, meaning how do I know that the Chametz loaves themselves need 10 Esronim of flour? I only know that from the Shtei Alechem. So how can I then take from the, how can I then learn from the Chametz loaves to the Matzah loaves? The Chametz loaves themselves are only derived from a Hekesh from the Shtei Alechem. So it shouldn't be able to be Melamed. That's against the rules in Kachim, that Davar Alem Bekesh is not allowed to be Melamed Bekesh in the world of Kachim. So answers the Gemara, if the Shir of Lachmei Chametz was only from a Hekesh, you'd be right. We would not be able to say that I learned it from a Hekesh from Shtei Alechem, and then it's Melamed to the Matzah loaves. But that's not how it works. It's Heimenu V'Davar Acher Hu. It's not only derived from a Hekesh. From the actual Parsha of Lachmei Toda, we learn part of this Halacha, meaning it's only the combination of the Shtei Alechem and Mineu Bei from the Parsha itself of the Lachmei Toda that we derive that you need 10 Esronim of flour for your Chametz loaves. From the Shtei Alechem, from the Parsha of Lachmei Toda, we learn that you bring 1 out of 10 loaves as a Truma, so we see that you need to have 10 loaves, and it's just that how much flour is in each loaf that we derive from the Shtei Alechem. So it's the two Limudim together that tell me that you need 10 Esronim, meaning what I get from Shtei Alechem is how many is that there's 1 Isaron per loaf, but from Shtei Alechem I don't learn how many loaves there are. That I have to learn Mineu Bei from the Parsha itself. So it's only the combination of the Parsha itself and the Shtei Alechem that teaches me that you need 10 Esronim of flour. So anything that's a Heimenu V'Davar Acher is not considered a real Hekesh, and therefore is not subject to the limitation of Davar Olam Mehekesh Einu Chazum Lamed Behekesh. So it says Gemara, Hanich Laman Yemer Lo Avihekesh. That works if you assume that Heimenu V'Davar Acher is not really considered a Hekesh. El Man Yemer Avihekesh, but according to the opinion in Masechta Zvachim that it is considered a Hekesh, happens to be Machlokas Tanoim in Zvachim Dafn and Zayin between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether Heimenu V'Davar Acher is considered a Hekesh or not considered a Hekesh. So if you're going to consider a Hekesh, Maikel LeMeimar, how are we going to be Miyashev, how we can learn from the Chametz loaves of the Lachmei Toda to the Matzah loaves of the Lachmei Toda? After all, the Chametz loaves themselves I only know through a Hekesh. So answers the Gemara, the limud of the Isaron for the Chametz loaves is Taviu Ribuyahu. It's from the word Taviu that it says by the Shtei Alechem, which is not a Hekesh, it's a Ribuy. And that's different. When something is derived from a Hekesh, it's a Nuchazum Lamed Hekesh. But when it's derived from an extra word in the Pasuk, so then it's not called learning from a Hekesh, and then it can be Choser Umalamid Bakish. So the din that you need 10 Esronim of flour by the Chametz loaves of Lachmei Toda, that we learn from a Ribuy. And then we can use a Hekesh to apply the same shear of flour to the Matzah loaves of Lachmei Toda. Good, period. Now we move on to the next Mishnah. So this Mishnah is going to discuss two other types of Menachos that are not the Karban Toda. The whole paragraph is about the Karban Toda. So we imagine every Mishnah should be about the Karban Toda. This Mishnah is not about the Karban Toda. It's about the menachos that they would bring on the Yimei HaMiluim and the menachos that a Nazir brings. So what on earth is it doing in our Perek? Because the menachos that we have in those two contexts in some ways parallel the Lachmei Toda, and they are derived from the Lachmei Toda. So says the Mishnah, HaMiluim, the menachos that they bring for the Miluim by the Chanukas HaMishkan in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hayu Ba'in Kematzah Shebetoda. They would have the three types of matzah that they would have in the Korban Toda, they brought at the Miluim as well. Chalos, Rekikin, Revicha. So whereas Lachmei Toda are four types in general, one Chametz, three matzah. By the milum, it was just the three matzah, but it was all three matzah types. Nizirus, and when it comes to the chalos that a nazir brings in his tara process, when he completes his nizirus, haisaba'a, shtei yados kematzah shel toda. Two of the three types of matzahs that you'd have in a toda were brought by a nazir when he completed his tara process. Which two? Chalos urikikin, but vein baravucha. Only the chalos and the rikikin, but not the ravucha. Nimtza asara kabin yerushalmios. So it turns out that the amount of flour used for the chalos of a nazir was 10 Yerushalmi kabin. How do I know that? Because the Mishnah had said in yesterday's daf that the amount of flour used in the matzos of the toda were chamisha asar kabin, was 15 kabin. So if I'm going to have two-thirds the amount of loaves that I have for the matzos Shabbat toda that I'm using for the nazir, so it's going to be two-thirds the amount of flour. So instead of 15 kabin, it's going to be 10 kabin. Shein shisha esronus va'odion, which turns out to 6 2/3 esronim, because if it's 10 esronim for 30 matzah loaves of the lachme toda, so for 20 matzah loaves of the nazir, for the two types of matzah loaves of the nazir, it's going to be 6 2/3 esronim of flour. So minani mili, says Gemara, how do I know that together with the korbanos of the miluim, they brought all three types of matzah that they would bring with the korban toda? So Amar Rav Chisa, Amar Rav Chaim Bar Gurya, da Amar Krab, because it says in the pasuk in the parsha of the miluim, umisala matzos asher lefnei Hashem loka chalas matzah achas v'chalas lechem shemen achas v'rokik echad. So bishlam chalas, I understand that the chalas that are mentioned in the pasuk is chalas. That's the same as the 10 chalas that you bring with the korban toda. Rokik, I understand that rokik is rokik. It's the same as the rokik in the korban toda. Shemen ma'ininu. Shemen is very nondescript. It just seems to be describing oil. So how can you describe something as a loaf of oil? So lav ravucha. Doesn't that mean a ravucha? Because a ravucha has slightly more oil than the other two types. So that's why we refer to it as shemen, meaning the chalos and the rikikim had an eighth of a log of oil for each. Ravucha has a quarter of a log of oil, twice as much oil. So that's why we call it shemen. So you see that all three types are mentioned in the context of the miluim. So maskef l'ravavia ema anta demishka. No, maybe shemen just means like caked up congealed oil that looks like a loaf. So how do you know that it means a ravucha? So says Gemara, Ella must be a different limud that teaches me ravucha. Kedidarish Rav Nachman Rav Chista mishmei de Rabbi Tavla. Like Rav Nachman Rav Chista said in the name of Rabbi Tavla, that the pasuk says by the mincha that the Kohen Gadol is makriv each day, ze karban Aaron Uvanov asher yakrivu l'Hashem biyomi mashach el so. That this is the karban of Aaron Uvanov on the day of the Mashicha, on the day of their anointing. So v'chimal l'manu l'banov biyomi mashcho. What do I learn? What does the pasuk teach me about the children of Aaron HaKohen in future generations from the pasuk that talks about the minchas chavitin that the Kohen Gadol brings? Biyomi mashcho, the Kohen Gadol brought a minchas chavitin, and then every day after that as well. The minchas chavitin he brings every single day. But what do I learn about Kohanim Ledoros from the minchas chavitin biyomi mashcho? Elamakish chinucho lihimashcho. That the Torah compares the chinuch of a Kohen Hedyot, meaning the day a Kohen Hedyot begins to do his avoda, to the Mashicha of Aaron HaKohen, meaning to the Minchas Chavitin that the Kohen Gadol would bring every single day. Mahi Mashcho Revucha, just like the Minchas Chavitin of a Kohen Gadol is a Revucha, Av Chinucho, so too the beginning of the avoda of a Kohen Hedyot is Revucha. So you see that the Kohanim on the day of the day that they were Nischanich LaAvoda in the Yemei Amiluim must have brought Chalas Matzah Revucha. They must have brought a Revucha, and that's the Chalas Shemen that it says by the Karbanos of the Miluim. So again, the Gemara wanted to know, how do I know that it's true that the Chalos of the Miluim parallel the three different types of Lachme Toda? So two of them are Mefurish. Two of them, it says Beferish in the Pasuk. It's the Revucha that was not Mefurish Bekra. So we assumed that the word Shemen in the Pasuk somehow relates to the Revucha, but the Gemara said that there's no Hechrich, that that's the case, that Shemen relates to the Revucha. So we learn it from a Pasuk that describes Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol and links that to the Miluim of a Kohen of the Chinuch of a Kohen Hadyot. So since the Minchas Chavitin of a Kohen Gadol is Revucha, so the Chinuch of a Kohen Hadyot in the Yimei Miluim was also with a Revucha. Amar of Chista, Kohen Gadol Amiskariv La'avoda. Kohen Gadol, who on his first day of work as Kohen Gadol, when he begins to do the avoda, tzarich shtei astronos ha'efa. He needs two astronos of flour. Achas li mashcho, one for the minchas chavitin that the Kohen Gadol is going to have to bring every single day, which is an isaron of flour. Va'achas li chinucho, and one for beginning the avoda, meaning one for the fact that he's just a Kohen Gadol, and Kohen Gadol every single day has to bring a minchas chavitin, and one for the fact that it's day one, and on day one you bring something special. So that's the other Yisaron. Marbar Avashi Amar Shalosh. Marbar Avashi says, no, he brings three Yisaronos, not two. Velo Pligi. And the truth is, Rav Chista and Marbar Avashi are not even disagreeing with each other. Ha de Avad Avodah Kshu Kohen Hadyot. Ha de Lo Avad Avodah Kshu Kohen Hadyot. Rav Chista said you only need two Yisaronim, would hold that you only need two, because we're talking about a guy who's already been working as a Kohen Hadyot for some time. And now he's just been promoted from Kohen Hadyot to Kohen Gadol, so he only needs two, one for his regular Minchas Chavitin and one for his Chinuch as a Kohen Gadol, whereas Mar Bar Avashi, who says he needs three, is talking about a Kohen Gadol who never did Avoda as a Kohen Hadyot, and so his first day of work he goes right to the top, he becomes a Kohen Gadol, so he needs three Menachos, one for his Chinuch as a Kohen Hadyot, one for his Chinuch as a Kohen Gadol, and one for the Minchas Chavitin he's going to have to bring every single day. How would that ever work, that a guy gets promoted right away, like he leapfrogs everybody that that's been working? So now, when they build the Beis HaMikdash, someone's going to have to work on day one. So so someone's going to have to once we have our Bayis HaShlishi. So we're going to need a Kohen Gadol, and it's going to be his first day working as anything as a Kohen Hadyot Kohen Gadol. So it's going to be three Menachos that he has to bring. Okay, Nazir says about Shtei Yados Kamatz HaShabbatoda. We said a carbon of a Nazir. The mincha that a Nazir brings at the end of his Naziris Tara is 2/3 of the matzah loaves that a Toda would bring, meaning two of the types, not all three types. So Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa says, it says by the Lachmei Toda that it's brought al zevach todas shlomav. So that pasuk seems a little bit extra, because the Torah already said zos tara zevach hashlomim im al toda yakrivenu v'hikrav al zevach hatoda chalos matzos. So why does it say shlomav l'rabu shalmei Nazir? To tell me that Shalmei Nazir also get matzos that are brought, because it says by Nazir that Vehikrav is Kavanah Hashem, it says Vesal Matzos Soles. So the pasuk by Lachmei Toda teach me La Seres Kabin Yerushalmios, that since each of the types of matzos of a Karban Toda have five Kabin Yerushalmios, and the matzos of the Shalmei Nazir are only Chalos and Rekikin, two of the three types of matzos that you would bring with a Toda. So it turns out that the Chalos of a Nazir total Asara Kavin, because it's five Kav for each type. So when it comes to a Toda, it's 15 Kav for the three types. So when it comes to a Nazir, it's 10 Kav for the two types. Ulurviya Shemen, and also we learn from the Pasuk Ulurviya Shemen that you give with the Shalmei Nazir, that you put with the Shalmei Nazir, because by the Chalos of the Toda, it was a Chatzilog Shemen, half for the Chalos and the Rekikin, which is a Raviya Salog, and half for the Revucha. So since the Shalmei Nazir didn't have the Revucha, so you'd only have the Revius Shemen. You wouldn't have a Chatzilog Shemen, you'd have a Revius Halog of Shemen. So Yachol Lekal Masha Amur Be'inyan, I might think that we should apply everything that it says by Lachmei Toda to the Menachos of a Nazir as well, that just by just like Lachmei Toda have three types of matzah, this Chalos, Rukikin, and Revucha, so maybe Nazir should have all three types. So that meaning once I'm learning from told them, maybe learn all the dinim. So Tamilomar matzos. That's why the pasuk says. But Achmenazir says sal matzos. So okay, my Talmud. How do you see from the word matzos that it's not all three types of matzah? Where is it? Where's the miut in the word matzos? So Amrav Papa Dover Shenemar Bo Matzos Lafuke Ruvucha Delo Nemar Bo Matzos. That the pasuk tells me that the Nazir brings only something that it says matzos by, and Chalos and Rukikim by Lachmetod the Torah uses the word matzos. By Ruvucha the Torah never uses the word matzos, and therefore I know that a nazir only brings those types of loaves that the Torah itself refers to as matzos, meaning even though it's true all three types were all matzos, but only two of them are referred to explicitly in the Torah as matzos. So only the two that are referred to explicitly in the Torah as matzos are part of the carbon of a nazir. Tebei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, in the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, they taught a brisa that it says by the lachmei nazir matzos. It says v'sal matzos salus chalos gulos b'shem rukikim matzos meshuchim b'shemen. So klal, that's a klal to tell me that he brings. It sounds like as much as possible all the different types of matzos. Chalus rukikin prat, but then it identifies just the chalus and the rukikin. So that's very detailed. So klal prat in b'chalal mashem b'prat, and we know that the rule is when you have a klal followed by a prat, that the klal only includes the details that we say, and therefore chalus rukikin in midiachrin lo, that it's only the chalus and the rukikin that a nazir brings, but he does not bring the revucha. He does not bring the third type of matzah that is brought with a carbon toda. Okay, so that was our tangent in this parak, right? That we discussed two other types of menachos that are not the carbon toda because of the parallels that they have to the carbon toda in terms of the type of matzah loaves that they are. Now we go back to carbon toda. So again, the carbon toda has 40 loaves, 30 matzah, 10 chametz. How do those loaves become kadosh? So when you shecht the zevach of the toda, that's mekadesh the lachme toda. So says the Mishnah, there are two cases where even when you do the shechitas hazevach, the lachme toda will not become kadosh. Hashochet es hatoda lefnim velachma chutz lachoma lo kidesh alechem. If you shecht the carbon toda and the lachme toda are outside of the wall, the Gemara is going to discuss which wall, but it's outside of the wall, then the lachmei toda did not become kadosh. Shchata shlo karmel paneha. Likewise, if you shecht the carbon toda and the lachmei toda have not yet crusted in the oven, betanur vafilu karmel kulan chutz meachan man, and even if 39 of the loaves have crusted, but one of them is not, lo kidesh alechem, then the lechem does not become kadosh, because it has to be in order for that to become kadosh b'shas shchita, it has to already be lechem, because the lachmei toda are described as lechem, and before it has krima in the tanur, before it becomes crusted in the oven, before it becomes brown on its surface in the oven, then it is not yet called. It's not yet called lechem. So it says Gemara, my chutz lechoma on the first din in the Mishnah, that if the lachmei toda are chutz lechoma, they do not become kadosh with the shechitas hazevach. Which choma? What wall are they not allowed to be out of? So it says Gemara, two opinions. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chutz l'chomas space pagi, outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. Chomas space pagi is the furthest point that's still within Yerushalayim. So if it's outside of the wall of Yerushalayim, then it cannot become kadosh. Reish Lakish Amar, chutz l'chomas hazara, not outside of Yerushalayim, outside of the hazara even, it will not become kadosh. So Reish Lakish Amar, chutz l'chomas hazara be'inon al b'samuch. The reason Reish Lakish says even outside of the hazara is a problem because the pasuk says al zevach todas shlomav. So we darshan that the lachmei toda need to be in very close proximity to the zevach. And where are you shechting the zevach? Obviously in the azara. So it's got the bread also needs to be in the azara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chutz l'chomas beis pagi, aval chutz azara kadosh, lo binan al besamach. Rabbi Yochanan very simply does not require that, does not think that the word al means besamach. It doesn't have to be so nearby. It still needs to be in Yerushalayim, but it does not have to be in the Azara. Now, why does it have to be in Yerushalayim at all? So Rashi explains that if the lechem were outside of the choma, since it's not a makom that's ra'oi la'achila, it's considered to be nifsal b'yotze. I mean, you can't eat the lachmei toda outside of Yerushalayim, so it can't become kadosh if it's currently in a place where it would be possible, but had it been brought there when it was kadosh. So therefore, the shechita is not going to be mekadeshit. And the reason that it's not considered yotze when it's outside of the walls of the Azara is because the toda and the lachmei toda could be eaten b'chol ha'ir. It could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, so that would not be a psul yotze. So says Gemara, wait a second. The whole machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish about whether the lachmei toda need to be in the walls of Yerushalayim or in the walls of the Azara is just about whether we understand the word al to mean b'samuch or not b'samuch. If that's the case, we know that machlokas already from the Karban Pesach. Zimna. We already had this machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in the context of Karban Pesach. The Mishnah Maseches Pesachim tells us literally every single day that we're discussing Pesach. It's like unbelievable that the Mishnah tells us Hashochet is a Pesach al Chametz. If a person shechts a Karban Pesach and he has Chametz in his possession, over below Sasei, he's in violation of a Lo Sasei. Why? Because the Torah says Lo Sishchat al chametz dam zivchi, that you're not allowed to shech the dam zivchi al chametz. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Av HaTamid, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not even allowed to shech the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim on Erev Pesach when you have chametz, and that's also a violation of a Lo Sasei. Because it doesn't say Lo Sishchat al chametz dam pischi, it says dam zivchi. So zevach means my zevach is the carbon Tamid. The Amr Shlakish, and Shlakish says, the Olamin Chayv Adshe Ola Shochet, Ola Zorek, Ola Echon Mibnei Chabura, Imo Ba'azara. That two things he says. First of all, who has to be the owner of this chametz in order to violate this Lo Sasei? So any of the participants in this Karban Pesach, whether it be the Shochet, whether it be the one who's Zorek the Dam, or whether it be anyone who's registered to eat this Karban Pesach. But more critically for us, and where does this chametz have to be in order to be in violation of this law of having chametz while you're bringing your Karban Pesach? It needs to be with you in the Azara. It's only called Al Chametz if the chametz is right next to you. It's in the Azara with you. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Alfa Bishayni Mo Bazara. Rabbi Yochanan says, it doesn't need to be in the Azara to violate the Sishra Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. It can be anywhere. So you see that Reish Lakish holds Al means nearby. Rabbi Yochanan holds Al does not mean nearby. And therefore, it's the same exact machlokas. So why do we have to learn this machlokas once again over here if we already know this machlokas? So it says Maritzricha. The Amoraim have to tell us the machlokas in both contexts, both in the context of the lach metoda as well as in the context of the Karban Pesach. Because if we only would have had this machlokas with regard to owning chametz while you bring the Karban Pesach, Rabbi Yochanan, I would say that's where Rabbi Yochanan says you're in violation, even if it's not with you in the Azara. Because wherever your chametz is, it's a violation of an iser. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to get hanah from it, and therefore you're not allowed to shecht the Karban Pesach while you still have it. But when it comes to being mekadesh the lechem of the lach metoda, where they only become kadosh when you shecht the zevach, maybe you'd be molded to Reish Lakish, do you say b'fnim that if the lechem is in the Azara, kadosh, then it becomes kadosh. But abrai, if it's outside of the Azara, lo kadosh, it does not become kadosh. V'yitmar b'ha, and if the machlokas would have only been taught in the context of the lach metoda, that whether the lach metoda need to be besamuch or not, I would say b'ha kam Reish Lakish. That's where Reish Lakish says it needs to be in the Azara in order to become kadosh. Aval b'hach, but when it comes to shechting Karban Pesach, while you own chametz, where the Isra of Chametz is the same everywhere. There's nothing special about the Azara when it comes to the Isra of Chametz. Ema modal el Rabbi Yochanan. I would think that Reish Lakish would be modal to Rabbi Yochanan that you're in violation of the Sishcha al Chametz Dam Zivchi wherever your Chametz is, even if it's outside of the Azara. So Tzricha, that's why I need to be told the Machlokas in both contexts. Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan, and we have a Brisa that says just like Rabbi Yochanan, Hashochit Asatod Lufnim, Velachma Chutz Luchomas Beis Pagi. That it's specifically said if the lechem is not, and not that it's outside the walls of the Azara, but it's outside the walls of Yerushalayim, it's outside the base Pagi, that's when it's lo kiddush halechem. But being in the coastal Yerushalayim is enough to be mekadesh the lechem. Now it's interesting, the machlokas about owning chametz on Erev Pesach. So machlokas Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, do you violate the sishcha chametz dam zivchi only if your chametz is mamish with you in the Azara? You brought a little snack in your pocket, so you have a little Entenmann's donut in your pocket, as you're shechting the Karban Pesach, or is it wherever you have it? So what does that mean? Wherever you have it? Does wherever you have it mean? What's the other option? Is it like back in the five towns, or is it in Yerushalayim? Meaning, when it came to the Kedusha of the Lach Metoda, the two possibilities are, does Al mean that it has to be in the Azara, or does Al mean that it has to be in Chomas Yerushalayim? So would you say the same thing about Lo Sishcha L'chametz Dam Zivchi, that the two possibilities are either in the Azara or in Yerushalayim, or the two possibilities in the Azara or anywhere on earth, right? So the Karen Ora writes, he's not sure, according to Rabbi Yochanan, whether the chametz needs to be in Yerushalayim, like the Lach Metoda, where if it's outside of Yerushalayim, it does not become Kadosh. And he says, the reason that you could say that the chametz has to be with you in Yerushalayim is because that's where you eat the Korban Pesach. So if the chametz is not in the place where you eat the Korban Pesach, then it's not really called with you. It's not considered to be together with you. So it needs to be somehow associated. It can't be associated at all with the Korban Pesach if it's not even in the location where you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. That's the possibility the Karen Ora raises. Rabbi Kivega writes in a tshuva in Madura Kamas in Kufayin Vav, that it's not at all mistaber that the chametz has to be in Yerushalayim. By the todo, where it's being matir the lechem ba'achila, so you could say that it's tali in the makom ba'achila, because these lachme todo themselves are only going to be allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So when are you matir the when are these lachme todo being the skadesh? Only when they're in Yerushalayim. But when it comes to the issue of shchitas Pesach al chametz, it has nothing to do with where you know, there is no location of eating chametz. It's aser everywhere. The issue of chametz is the same everywhere. So there's no reason to say it should depend on the makom of achilas haPesach. Why would it matter with achilas haPesach? It's about the chametz. It's not about the Pesach. And therefore, Rabbi Kivager says it's a davar pashut that l'shitas Rabbi Yochanan having the chametz anywhere, not just in Yerushalayim, would be a violation of l'shishchal chametz. So now we move on to the second halacha we said in the Mishnah, that the lach metoda will only become holy at the time of the shechitas hazevach if it's already karmu paneha, if the lach metoda have already crusted in the oven. So shchata ad shelo karmu paneha, if you shech the toda before the lach metoda have karmu ad shelo karmu paneha batana, before they've crusted in the oven. So we said that the lechem does not become kadosh. Minani mili, how do I know that's true? The Tanur Rabban, the Braisa tells us that we derive it from the pasuk in this past week's parsha, al chalos lechem chametz yakriv karbano al zevach todo shlamav. The pasuk says so. We darshin that that when it says chalos lechem melami chein lechem kadosh elim kein karmu paneh betanur, that we see that they only become kadosh once they cross, because prior to that it would not be called chala. Yakriv karbano al zevach, you bring the lach metoda al zevach melami chein lechem kadosh elim shchitas hazevach. That how does the lechem become kadosh? The Shchitas hazevach is what's mekadesh the lechem. Zevach todas, and we learn from zevach todas that melamit shimshchaton shalolishman lo kiddush lechem, that if you shechted shalolishma, the lechem does not become kadosh. So now the Gemara explains what the shear of karmel pnei lechem is. How crusty does it have to be? So Tan Rabbanan yotzim b'matzana u'b'matzah asuya b'ilfas hilchus matzah on Pesach, that in order to be yotzim mitzvah of matzah on Pesach, you can have matzah that is not fully baked. You will never get a hashkacha, no hechsher, whatever, but you can have matzah that is not fully baked. And also matzah that's made in a pan, in a pot. It doesn't have to be matzah that's directly on the floor of an oven. You can put it in a frying pan and make the matzah that way. Frying pans get very, very, very hot, and you're able to make matzah very quickly in a frying pan. So my matzah, no, what does matzah no mean that the Bryce is talking about that it's going to be kosher? So I'm Rav Shmuel, kol sheporsa ve'in chutinim shachanei mena. As long as if you pull it apart, you don't see strings of dough that are pulling from the matzah, then it's fine, even though it's not fully baked. So marava v'chein linyan lach metoda, that's the shear of afia that you need for the lach metoda to become holy. They did just enough that if you were to pull it apart, it would not get stringy. So it says mar pshita, that's pashta, that the shear of the afia of the lach metoda is the same as matzah and Pesach. Why would it be any different? So it says mar hacha lechem ksiv. After all, it says lechem by matzah is referred to in the Torah as lechem oni, v'hacha lechem ksiv, and it says be'lach mitoda al chalos lechem chametz. So why? What's the big chiddush that the same dinim that you have for the definition of matzah and Pesach are the same dinim that you can have by the lach mitoda? Of course, they're the same dinim. They're both called lechem. So it says, "Mar no mal de tema." that since by the Korban Todah it says Vikrim Yimenu Echad, and the Torah is telling me that you're not allowed to take a broken piece, so I might think that if it's not fully baked, it's as if it's a broken piece because it's more breakable, it's more likely to fall apart. So Kamashmalan, therefore, it comes to tell me, no, so long as it hasn't actually fallen apart, it's still valid to be used for Lachmei Todah, as long as it's baked enough that it would qualify as matzah, so it's baked enough to qualify as Lachmei Todah, even though it's more vulnerable to falling apart. Okay, Itmar, Todah Sheshchat al Shmonim Chalos, so new sugya. What if when you shech the Korban Todah, instead of bringing 40 loaves, you decided that you're bringing 80 loaves? So Machlokas, Chizki Amar Kichu Arboim Mitoch Shmonim, that 40 of the 80 become Kadosh, and Rashi writes, but nevertheless, you have to eat all 80 B'Kedusha within one Yom and one Laila, because you don't know which 40 have become Kadosh, so you have to eat, now you have to finish all 80. Rabbi Yochanan lo kichu arba mitoch shmonim, that nothing is Kadosh. You try to bring 80, so you end up with nothing. So that's the machlokas. Do 40 of them become Kadosh, or does nothing become Kadosh? What is the nekudas ha-machlokas? Four possibilities. Possibility number one, Amar Rabbi Zeira, both shitos would agree that if you said explicitly that you only want 40 of the 80 to become kadosh, so 40 become kadosh. The fact that you brought 80, we assume that's just la'achrayus, that if the 40 get lost, then you're going to bring the other 40 as the lachmei todah. It's just a backup plan in case there's a problem with the original 40. And if you said explicitly, Al yikdashu arbayim eli im kein yikdashu shmonim, I have no interest in any of these loaves becoming holy unless they can all become holy, unless all 80 can become holy, so lo kachu. Then everyone would agree, nothing becomes holy. So keep pligi, what is the machlokas chizki and Rabbi Yochanan? Bistama, if you didn't say anything, what do we assume your intention is when you bring 80 lachmei todah? So mar savar la'achrayus komechavein, chizki holds that your intention is la'achrayus, and therefore 40 do become kadosh, umar savar l'karmel gadol k'mechavein. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan assumes that you mean to have all 80 become kadosh, and that can't happen, and therefore zero of them become kadosh. So that's the machlokas. What do we assume is the person's stam das? Now Tosfos raises the question: why 40 of the 80 would become kadosh according to Rabbi Yochanan in the case of saying explicitly that you want 40 to become kadosh, that you want only 40 to become kadosh? After all, Rabbi Yochanan Maseches Gittin is one that holds Ein Breira. So isn't this a Breira issue? That I say I want 40 of these 80 to become Kadosh. Which 40? There's no way of identifying which 40. So we have to rely on Breira to say that, oh, the 40 that I pick that are going to become Kadosh, those are going to be the ones that are Kadosh. So Tulsa says, no, this isn't Breira, because even at the end, we don't pick 40. We say you have to treat all 80 of them with Kedusha. Breira is, whichever ones I pick, those are the ones that I meant all along. Even though at the time that I initiated it, I hadn't identified which ones it was going to be. Over here, there's never any ones that you pick, so it doesn't. So it's not a Breira issue. Okay, second explanation. Abayi Amar that beklisharis mekadshin shlomi daska miflgi. They argue about whether a klisharis it could be mekadesh that which is roi for its shlomi das habaylim. So that's the machlokas. Mar Sover Chizki holds klisharis mekadshin shlomi das, that the klisharis is mekadesh that which is roi for the klisharis even without the das of the bailim, and only 40 chalos are roi, and therefore even if the bailim has kavana for 80 chalos, and therefore according to their kavana the chalos should not become kadosh, but nevertheless 40 become kadosh because the sakin that you use to shech the zevach is mekadesh even shalolu das bailim. So the bailim has a bug in his head that he wants all 80 to be kadosh. We ignore that das of the bailim because his das doesn't matter, and the klisharis is mekadesh. What it's mekadesh? So it's mekadesh the 40 of them. Whereas in Marsav, Rabbi Yochanan's klisharis is mekadeshin shalomi das. No, you need the das bailim for the klisharis to be mekadesh. And over here, you don't have das bailim because the das bailim is to be mekadesh all 80, and that's why it's invalid. A third explanation, Rav Papa Amar. No, you know what the machlokas is? To kuli alma klisharis mekadeshin shalomi das. Everyone holds you don't need the das bailim for the sakin to be mekadesh. Over here, they argue about the sakin, which is a klisharis, that Marsav Sakin Mekadeshes Kekli Shares. The Chizkiyah holds the Sakin is Mekadesh like a Kli Shares, even Shalom Midas Bailim, and therefore, even though the Bailim is having a ridiculous Machshava of Eli Lach Metoda, we can ignore it. The Sakin's going to do what it does, and it's Mekadesh the 40 loaves. Marsav Sakin Kivin Tlasle Toch, and Mekadesh Kli Shares. Whereas Chizkiyah will say, Rabbi Yochanan would say rather, that the Sakin doesn't have the ability to be Mekadesh because it's not a real Kli Shares. A real Kli Shares has a Toch, it has a base Gibel. A Sakin is just a Sakin. The Igadamri, and a final explanation is, Rapapa Amar, to Kuli Alma Kli Shares Ein Mekachin Elamidas. That everyone agrees that a Kli Shares can only be Mekadesh when you have Das Bailim. Vacha Besakin Kamifli, Marsover Sakin Alima Mi Kli Shares. That the Chizki holds, a Sakin is even stronger than a Kli Shares. If it were a regular Kli Shares, you would need Das Bailim and you don't have it over here. But a Sakin is even stronger. Davgav the Lesley Toch Mekach. Because after all, look at it. It doesn't even have a Toch and it has the ability to be Mekadesh. So it should have the ability to be Mekadesh even without Das Bailim. Umar Sover Sakin Lo Alimale Mi Kli Shares. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, a Sakin is not stronger than a Kli Shares. And therefore, without Das Bailim, it cannot do anything. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis. Everyone have a great day.